And welcome to TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. I'm your host today, Melanie Gobert.
Hello, everyone. This is Melanie Gobert, your host for today's podcast of TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. Joining me today is Rowan Safalhet. She is a secondary school teacher in public schools in the Palestinian territories. Well, welcome, Rowan. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for inviting me to this interview.
Okay, so why don't you start by telling us where you teach and who you teach?
So, as you mentioned, I'm a secondary educator in the public schools in the Palestinian territories. I teach 10th, 11th, 12th grade in public schools, and I teach in a city called Jericho in the West Bank in the Palestinian territories. I teach English language and I follow English for Palestine. This is the curriculum that I follow. And about whom I teach, my students are from Bedouins, are from camps. I deal with a marginalized group of students that they face their situation is not normal.
And what are some activities that you conduct with your students?
So we were able to conduct the first cultural village in Jericho. The students were able to talk about different cultures, even unfortunately, majority of them were unable to meet people outside of Palestine because of the political situation. But with this cultural village, we were able to have cultural diversity. The students were able to talk about different cultures. And the second one, I'm trying with my students to be part of the Sustainable Development Goals. So I'm trying with them to have activities by using the English language, of course. The last one was about SDG 13, the climate change. And we had like an exhibition regarding what we can do for the environment. So we were cooperating with the municipality, with the local institutions for the students, to talk more about this climate change. And also we invited lots of students from different schools to know more about it.
Okay. How is climate change affecting the students in Palestine right now?
It affects indirectly. The students, like when I tell them about recycling, for example, they didn't see the result for now. They will say, oh, why I have to do this? Why I have to change a habit? But step by step, we are showing them that maybe after 2 years, 3 years, that even the atmosphere will change, the temperature will be different. So the students are not seeing now the results, but with educating them, they began understanding all the work should now work. It's a must now for all the people, even students.
Okay, and further along, what are some of the obstacles that you face teaching your students in Palestine?
So there are some obstacles that I face regarding teaching them, and there are some obstacles that I face regarding the political situation. So the city, unfortunately, in the previous weeks was under siege, and we were unable to enter it we have to wait 2-3 hours on the checkpoints in order to be able to enter. And even when we leave, we were leave the city at 6 p.m., something like this. So we were facing this. The second thing with the students, they don't like English language, but step by step, I'm trying my best. I learned a lot. I attended conferences and many workshops, so I can change my methods, so I know. But what I realized, in order to be able to teach the students and let them like English language, is that I have to understand them and understand their microculture. It's not just as a teacher and I have to teach. I have also to know what they think, what is their culture. Even we are in the same region, but I believe that still there is, especially maybe I teach boys students, there is a gender obstacles. Maybe I have to know more about their interest so I can maybe plan my lessons based on their interest. So this is one of the key things that I was able to teach while knowing my students.
Okay, so what are some of your tips for teaching in the Palestinian territories if another teacher comes there to teach?
Okay, so the first thing there, it's not now to teach English. It should be, first of all, knowing their identities. So, for example, there are many activities that can be conducted with the students, like wheel identity, wheel personality is called like this. And from this step, the teacher will know what they like. And after this, for example, they like gaming. It can be used in teaching. So I really recommend to be open, to understand the students, to understand also where they live. Some of them live in camps and they have lots of abnormal situations. So they should understand that these students will face lots of problems in their lives. It's not social only, it's also political. So they should understand this, they should understand the situation, and they should not judge the students at the beginning, from the beginning, like, oh, this student is very noisy. And also the third thing I would like to tell is that there are some students from Bedouins. They are 10th grade and they are A1. And we have to work together on even the alphabets. So they should open to everything. And it's like, why the teacher should not judge them based on their level. They should work on their level and accept the idea that we have to work hard.
Now, you mentioned that you teach males. So what are some of the differences, do you think, between teaching males and females for their interests?
Regarding interests, there are lots of differences in their ways, especially with dealing with the vocational students. Mm-hmm. So the last year I taught the girls. Yes. I was like, when I want to talk about any idea, I should relate them to their interest. So there is a big difference in them. While for boys, for example, when I want to talk about any term, I will tell them, oh, do you play this game? This game, you can use this term in this specific place. While for females, I'm trying to connect them with their interest that they like. So actually, after teaching in boys and girls school is schools, there is a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's move on to attending conferences. How does attending conferences and workshops benefit you as a teacher?
So the first thing, it gave me the motivation to work hard. So I was thinking, oh, I attended lots of things. I'm doing lots of extra work. But after attending these conferences, I was like, no, I'm still at the beginning. So I have to work hard. I have to improve myself more. There are lots of techniques that I want to learn, especially with digital tools. In TESOL Arabia, the previous one, I learned a lot about how to use technology and digital tools in teaching. It's not about just having a plan and I will just type, oh, I will use digital tools. It's not like this. It's about how to really benefit from a laptop, from any specific item within the educational process. Especially we are dealing with a generation that they like, for example, visual learning. They like they like social media. Why not to use social media in education? Why not to use videos? Why not to create TikToks or whatever like that they like in a way with using the English language? So with the conferences, I was able to be motivated. The second thing, to learn lots of methods to be used in the educational process.
Okay, let me just go back to finish up to something you said earlier about how difficult it was to teach the students English because of the political situation. Do you have any solutions or other opinions about that? I mean, you're not the only person teaching in an environment where the fact that the second language or the language the student has to learn is English is a problem. How do you overcome that?
As teachers in general?
Yes, I mean, students don't want to learn English because of the political situation.
No, I mean, the political situation is an obstacle, but the student should realize, this is what I think, that English language is a key to show the people what is going on, to tell the people what we are facing this, our daily life. It's not just political thing. It's also daily life is affected by using the English, the political situation. So the students should understand that with English language, I can tell the people the message that what we are facing, especially, as I said, it's not normal situation.
I think that's an excellent point, because so much of the world news, report, internet is in English. And if you don't speak English, your voice is not heard. Excellent point. Yeah. Okay, this has been Melanie Gobert, your host for today's episode of TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program brought to you by educators worldwide. And I'd like to thank our guest, Rowan Safalhet, for joining us today from the Palestinian territories, where she is a secondary school teacher. Thank you very much, Rowan.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us today. Share with us how you are using these tips. Leave us a comment or voice message on social media or at ttelt.org. Thanks for joining this episode of TTELT, brought to you by educators worldwide. Follow, like, and subscribe to TTELT on your social media, and try a new teaching tip today.